It's summer 2021. COVID-19 vaccinations have already reached a majority of American adults. Summer camps have reopened, schools are preparing for full in-person enrollment in the fall, and businesses and governments are heralding a return to normal. Yet a quick glance at the articles of any major American news outlet paints a troubling picture. A study by the Harvard Business School found that over 80% of workers don't want to go back to the office full-time, while a similar study from the global data intelligence company Morning Consult found that 40% of workers would rather quit than go back to the office full-time. Researchers at the global job site Monster.com found that a whopping 95% of workers are considering changing jobs, and 92% are even willing to switch industries to find the right position, a shift driven, at least in part, by burnout and lack of growth opportunities. In April 2021, nearly 4 million Americans voluntarily quit their jobs, the highest monthly number ever reported by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, according to the Dallas Morning News. Yet, despite high unemployment, the U.S. is experiencing critical labor shortages, with businesses from the biggest metropolitan areas and from small towns reporting a catastrophic inability to hire. For the first time in history, a vast cross-section of workers are leaving the workforce en masse, leading the American economy to face an unprecedented crisis of voluntary unemployment that economists have dubbed the Great Resignation. For some industries, like hospitality, this phenomenon was predictable. As the New York Times reports, unemployment insurance and pandemic relief benefits often rival the former income of many hospitality workers, like waiters and cooks. Why go back to a job marked by low wages, long hours, and high stress, not to mention dangerous working conditions due to COVID-19, when you can make just as much money staying at home, staying safe, and spending more time with your family? Or, as many of these former hospitality workers have done, why not choose to pursue a career in construction, commercial trucking, or even retail, where education requirements are commensurate yet wages are higher? But what is perhaps less expected is that many highly paid knowledge workers, like programmers, designers, and product managers, are also quitting their jobs rather than go back to their offices. Although the popular image of the white-collar knowledge worker includes high salaries, 9-to-5 hours, and cushy benefits, the reality is that even before the pandemic, knowledge workers were plagued by long hours and always-on expectations from managers, leading to high levels of burnout and stress, which has only worsened during the pandemic. According to a report from Indeed.com, employee burnout has only gotten worse over the last year. More than half, 52% of respondents, are feeling burned out, and more than two-thirds, 67%, believe the feeling has worsened over the course of the pandemic. At the same time, with their offices closed and their bosses physically removed, knowledge workers have experienced greater autonomy in their jobs and greater flexibility in their lives. Many have chosen to ditch a strict 9-to-5 schedule, preferring to shift their hours or spread their work tasks throughout the day to achieve a better work-life balance, a factor that 83% of millennials rate as their number one consideration in their jobs. Others have taken their laptops into their backyards, to a park bench, or even to a beach, allowing them to take advantage of the significant physical and mental health benefits of being outside that scientists have recently validated and quantified. According to an article from Yale Environment 360, in a study of 20,000 people, a team led by Matthew White of the European Center for Environment and Human Health at the University of Exeter found that people who spent 2 hours a week in green spaces, local parks, or other natural environments, either all at once or spaced over several visits, were substantially more likely to report good health and psychological well-being than those who don't. These studies have shown that time in nature, as long as people feel safe, is an antidote for stress. It can lower blood pressure and stress hormone levels, reduce nervous system arousal, enhance immune system function, increase self-esteem, reduce anxiety, and improve mood. Lastly, with less managerial oversight or interference, many knowledge workers have collaborated more freely with their peers, spending less time in large meetings and more time deciding among themselves what to do and how and when to do it.